We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Steve, Forber at the Saturday Light Brigade, and Stan Freeberg before a Saturday Light Brigade charge as well. To Bob in Freedom, Pennsylvania, nice to have you with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. National Poetry Month, and we have a poem now featuring Cassandra Gray.
Her fingers run along the life of the field, its shamrocks which have not yet bloomed. Her dark eyes set on the sinking pink orange of a near-dusk sun. A breeze tumbles by, rolling over her shoulders, dancing through the field of white and green and purple, replenishing her lungs, warning of the leaden storm to come. The air is muggy, tense and fallen lifeless again, but the storm of those demons unleashed will pass, and so will she. She will be gone, those near-dusk breezes will continue, and the shamrocks will bloom. For a couple seconds, I thought the sky was tumbling down. I thought I was going to be knocked over by the blue and the clouds, so I asked Mom why the sky was falling, and then she put a hand on my shoulder and told me, "It's snow, sweetie." She told me to hold out my hands, but I didn't really want to because it made me nervous. The flakes were flying down in tiny little shards, falling into the mounds of fluffy white powder, and then I realized how much they looked like cornflakes going into a sea of frozen milk. I stuck out my tongue, and they crashed into it and melted, and the cold on my tongue was gone the second after it came. And then I realized my tongue hurt, like millions and billions, no, gazillions of knives were stabbing me. Mom screamed a little after. She looked down at me and said my tongue was burning. It made sense when I saw the weird steam floating out of my mouth, but Mom didn't seem as confused as I was, because she got a pile of snow and stuffed it in my face. When she moved her arm, though, I saw her coat was smoking, and then she screamed again, but this time the smoke was coming from her eye, and a second later, her eye was gone. She shouted into the sky. Her hands flew back to her face. She fell into the snow and rolled around, but she didn't stop screaming, and neither did the other people who came outside. Some moved into the street, putting their hands on the backs of others. They looked scared, but not as scared as the ones that ran back into the houses. They looked like Mom. Then I saw the heads in the sky. They were floating, and they looked like they were screaming because their mouths were wide open and weird-looking, spilling black gooey stuff. But I didn't think they were making any sound. They just moved around the air, and the snow that fell into their mouths or their faces steamed and disappeared. I was looking at them for a while, so I didn't notice when the people got quieter, until I looked down to see them all looking up like I used to be, and they were walking around in weird circles that weren't really circles, like they were confused, like they were following a butterfly. I kept looking at one of the people for a long time. I thought she was older, her hair was gray and long. She didn't look like she was all that bothered by the steam floating from her hands. She just kept circling around, and the circle kept getting smaller until she stopped and said it was her face. "That's my face," she said. "That's my face." I was confused for a second, but she was looking up, and so I looked up, and I saw what she meant. The head floating above her, kind of like it was following a butterfly, had hairs like hers. And when it moved so I could see, I saw that it was her face, except for the eyes. The eyes looked different. The eyes looked dead. She kept doing the same thing over and over, because that head kept circling around, and so she followed it, and its eyes started to open up, and its mouth got so wide I thought it was going to swallow the sky, but it didn't. Instead, the goo started oozing from its face, opening up places I never even knew were there. I looked away then, because I didn't want to see what would happen, except when I did look away, it wasn't different, because everybody was walking in confused little circles, because some looked angry or sad. Some looked confused or scared or frozen, and when I looked to the floating heads above them, they were all the same. It was all the same. And so I started to run inside. I didn't look back. I didn't look for Mom. I didn't look at my feet. I tripped. My face hit the little step on the porch, and I thought about crying, but that wasn't going to help. So I got back up and kept going for the door. but the door was gone, and all that was left was burning. I turned around, I looked at my feet and got off the step, I ran forward, but there was nothing to run to, but the standing people, the still bodies, and the goo. There was nowhere to go, nowhere to look but up. So I looked up, and I felt sad, I felt scared, and I felt frozen, because I saw it. "That's my face," I said. "That's my face."
Cassandra Gray. With poetry, National Poetry Month is April, and we will have another feature at 10 o'clock this morning, and also two features next week as well. At slbradio.org, you'll find links to other poetry features, and watch for more on our social media pages as well, at SLB Radio.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air. He locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Out in the hen house, something stirred. When he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep, then you bust in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. You're stomping around, shaking the ground, you're kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep, and you bust in and hobble, 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 it's a sin. Tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. We got ground to dig and worms to scratch. It takes a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. Kindly point that gun the other way and hobble, hobble, hobble off and hit the hay. It's easy pickings, there ain't nobody here but us chickens.
That's Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell from the album we're featuring this morning. Grit and Polish, its name. And you probably recognize the song, right? There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
¶¶ Now it's time to see how you fare with our crossword puzzle of the air. This week we are looking for a seven-letter word. Seven letters. The clue is implement. Implement. The second letter is T. And the fifth letter is S, S as in Sam. The clue is implement. Seven letters. The second letter is T. The fifth letter is S. And I'll give you one more hint. There are no repeated letters in this seven-letter word. Every letter is a different letter. Good luck. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. And if need be, we'll share some additional letters as time marches on throughout this segment. A longtime Saturday Light Brigade listener and good friend, she's been on the air with us before, has just released a new CD. It's called A Shifting of Clay. Her name is Leslie Smith. I know her name, believe me, Leslie Smith. And we're going to play the song Rose from the brand new release.
There are dark circles under her eyes. Kids are in the backyard playing. Neighbors small talk about babies and pies. Rose don't give a damn what they're saying. She was gonna be Rose Queen. queen of discontent. Where do you go when you close your eyes on your dream?
That's one we have not played before, Dallas Ugly and Sleight of Hand, from the album Watch Me Learn. And you also heard another song we haven't played before because it's brand new, Leslie Smith and Rose, from Leslie's brand new album, A Shifting of Clay. Jay in Washington got the correct answer to our crossword puzzle the air. Let me give you another letter, seven letters. The clue is implement, implement. I'll give you another consonant. The second letter is T. The fifth letter is S. The last letter is L. The last letter is L. Seven letters altogether. Second letter T, fifth letter S, last letter L, 412-200-5975. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer. Good morning, Tommy. Stu in McCandless got it. Ty in Squirrel Hill, as I mentioned. And I think that's it so far. 412-200-5975. Jay in Washington, too, as I mentioned earlier. We'll give you another moment or so to solve the puzzle. Good luck. Zach just got it. Well done, Zach. And Mike and Mars got it. The word we were looking for, utensil, U-T-E-N-S-I-L, utensil. After giving you the clue of implement, well done if you came up with the word utensil. Pudge, good morning. Pudge and Lamartine just sent us a note and a request, and Pudge will get your request on coming up shortly. Happy birthday, too, to Pudge. His birthday is coming up on April 26th. And Pudge, if you can, let us know if you'd like to hear that song now or if you would like us to wait. And so we typically mention birthdays. Either is fine by us. We're happy to do whatever you prefer. We're also happy to welcome Dr. Lauren Bairnsfather from the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh to the radio now. Hello, may I call you Lauren?
Yes, please.
It's
good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. There are a couple of events coming up. One, Yom HaShoah, and a program that the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh will have, and also a program in collaboration with Prime Stage Theater and the Legacy of the White Rose. Why don't we talk first about Yom HaShoah and what you're doing in its commemoration, and just a bit about the Holocaust Center, too.
Okay, sounds good. When I talk about Yom HaShoah, it also gives me a chance to talk about the Holocaust Center, because it is the annual Holocaust Remembrance Day commemoration, and it's a program that we've done for decades and decades. The Holocaust Center was founded in 1980, so we've been around for a long time, and this program has been part of us for all these years. So it's a day when we remember the approximately 6 million victims of the Nazis, and that's the Jewish victims. We also celebrate liberators of the camps, veterans of World War II and other foreign wars, and it's really a solemn but beautiful program.
It's coming
one
up.
It's coming up, April 27th.
It's 7
April
o'clock.
April 27th, 7 p.m., yes. And it's a virtual online program. So we changed the program over mainly because of the demographic. the people who attend the program are among the most vulnerable, during the pandemic. So we quickly pivoted, and this is already the third one, because 2020 is the first year that we had to do that. But because we made this adaptation, we've been able to include more students in the program. So what we have this year, and I'm really so glad and gratified that we were able to do this, is students from four different schools have interviewed liberators in our region. So one man well into his 90s and another is 100 years old. These are national treasures, and that we were able to do this really is such a gift. So those interviews will be part of the program. We also light six candles for the 6 million, and we have community members lighting candles for liberators and veterans, and also for the righteous among the nations, who are non-Jews who saved Jews during the Holocaust, often at great risk to themselves and their families.
If ever there were a time to help people understand what a bit of what it could be like just watching the situation in Ukraine right now, as entire communities and families are being annihilated, some members of the world simply watch. This is one way to hopefully increase your empathy, especially at a time, too, as the Holocaust becomes but a distant memory for so many people. As I was growing up, I knew so many Holocaust survivors. There are some who are still living, but many of them now, despite their survival, are old and have passed away. So it's really important to continue connection to this event so that those who died are not forgotten, and so the atrocities are not forgotten either.
Absolutely, and it's not only to remember the victims, but also to remember the survivors and their incredible resilience and what we learn from them and how they rebuilt their lives. And this is something, I mean, a loud and clear message that we're getting from Ukraine, that Ukrainians, they are standing up. They are not going quietly. And there's a strong chance that they will be victorious against all odds. What an incredible story of the strength of the human spirit.
Absolutely. And we've linked to the event, again, Yom HaShoah, The Liberator's Hand, The Liberated, a virtual event Wednesday, April 27th at 7 o'clock with the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh. Now, Prime Stage Theater and you are putting together a program called The Legacy of the White Rose, a Global Conversation. And this is tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon. And can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so this is part of our, it's a whole program. You know, there's a play, The White Rose, which will be available to stream also starting tomorrow. So the Legacy Conversation brings together Wayne Brinda, from Prime Stage. I will be part of it. And we have Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh produces a comic book series called Chutzpah, Superheroes of the Holocaust. Volume 2 is about resistance, resistors, rescuers. So in that volume, we tell the story of the White Rose. The White Rose was a student resistance group in Munich. They produced leaflets debunking myths and propaganda of the Nazis. And these leaflets made their way across Europe. This is an incredible story of student resistance. So we tell that story in Volume 2, and it is the story of the play, which I hope many people will watch and will stream. That's available, like I said, starting tomorrow through May 8th. The legacy, the conversation we're having tomorrow, is about how artists have told that story through art. So we have an author, an artist from our comic book series, Wayne Wise and Marcel Walker, tomorrow. And we also have the director of the play, The White Rose. So we will ask them questions that have come from our partners overseas. The story of the White Rose has resonance wherever it's told. And as you said, keeping these stories alive is so important. One way we do that that connects so well with audiences is through art. So that is going to be the conversation tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I'm really excited to do that because we know with our survivors, and yes, what you said is absolutely right, we have lost so many, and the last few years have been especially brutal. We have found more creative ways to make a connection with these stories. So that will be our conversation tomorrow.
Well, I hope you'll keep us apprised of additional events and activities. I'm so glad we can publicize these. The whole Chutzpah series, by the way, that Marcel Walker has done is just amazing. Thank you, Lauren Barnes-Father of the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I would like to mention one more thing, if I may.
Certainly.
So on May 5th, we are also partnering with J-Film, with the Jewish Film Festival, which is a program of Film Pittsburgh, and this is an in-person event. I think many of us are craving togetherness. It will be safe, masked, et cetera. This is the world premiere of the film Repairing the World, Stories from the Tree of Life. Mm. And it is a wonderful documentary by the program Not in Our Town, which people may be familiar with from PBS. This is going to be a very meaningful community experience. So I hope your listeners will have an interest in coming to that program on May 5th.
Thank you so much. The location again?
Yes, well, that's a really good question. It was set at the Theater at the Waterfront.
Ah, very good. So a chance to see it on the big screen and also be in the midst of other people who care about the story and who will want to join in that shared experience. Thank you, Lauren, and I hope you'll join us again as more events unfold at the Holocaust Center of Pittsburgh. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Life Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, TV stations, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, plus Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542 and slbradio.org/radio. Saturday Light Brigade charge to Ted in Baldwin for coming up with Utensil. Our High Clue coming up in a moment.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this.
Ah, poor Johnny one note sang out with gusto and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny one note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. Bar holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, cup-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip, couldn't hear the drum, chick-a-pock-pock-all. He was in a class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Giuseppe Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everything was mute, Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping, lions in zoo, all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping, traffic ceased to roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, sing whistles, cop whistles, all whistles, bow to his skill. Scoop-a-dee-ba-dop, sing Johnny one note, sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd. Sing Johnny one note out loud. Ming mong, ming mong, ma, a-e-a-a. Ming mong, ming mong, ma, a-e-a. dogs stop yapping, lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunder claps, stop clapping, traffic ceases roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. You know the man, he stopped. Train whistles, boat whistles, sing whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Scoop-a-dee-ba-dop, sing Johnny one, no sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd. Johnny one note. Sing Johnny one note.
That was Bob Doro. Bob Doro and Johnny one note. Get ready! Our High Clue is coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Seventeen syllables, one answer. Here's this morning's High Clue. Sang about crying. His birthplace? Vernon, Texas. Known for sunglasses. Once again, here's our High Clue. Sang about crying. His birthplace? Vernon, Texas. Known for sunglasses. Do you know who we're referring to? Well, if you know, let it show. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. 412-200-5975. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. While I have a brief moment, the Tri-State Radio Fest takes place tomorrow at the Center Stage Banquet Hall on Old Broadhead Road in Monaca, in the Center Square Shopping Center close to the Beaver Valley Mall. Open to buyers from 8:30 until noon with an auction starting at 11:30. More information is available at Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society.org. Pittsburgh Antique Radio Society. .org. Thanks to Jim and Blackridge for sharing that with us. Our High Clue one more time. Sang about crying. His birthplace, Vernon, Texas. Known for sunglasses. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Music now from the Malvinas.
Supposed to somehow say who you ought to be. If I told you what I want, oh, would you run away from me? And would I let that change? Would I see what I see if you ran away from me? Would your light shine bright for a moment? Just let your light shine bright for a moment. Just let let your light shine bright. Put your light shine bright for a moment. Just let your light shine bright for a moment with me. Oh, let your light shine bright for a moment. If you just let your light shine bright. Oh, let your light shine bright. I will tell you what I want, what I want. And I will let you say what you need to the best of your ability. Would you tell me what you need? Oh, let your light shine bright for a moment. Just let your light shine bright for a moment with me. Oh, let your light shine bright for a moment. If you just let your light shine bright. Put your light shine bright for a moment. Just let your light shine bright for a moment with me. Oh, let your light shine bright for a moment. Yeah, just let your light shine bright. Oh, let your light shine bright.
Every note as natural as thin. When I sing those songs for family and friends, in my heart I hear you sing again. In my heart I hear your voice again.
That's Janice Ian, who is on tour right now. I hear you sing again the song she just did. And Janice Ian is just appears to be having a ball on her tour right now. Billy's Bones, the album we took that song from. If you like Janice Ian, follow her on Facebook, because she is talking about her tour and giving you all sorts of behind the scenes details, like photographs of all the makeup she uses, as she puts it, because it's required to wear makeup on stage so it doesn't look like you're wearing makeup. Otherwise, people can't see you. She talks about all the things involved in touring. I believe she's getting ready to create her memoir. And she's only 70. She's had such a long career, starting out as a teen, but it's fun to read her musings on tour. The Malvinas did Light, So Let Your Light Shine Bright, and I Fall in Love with Ricky daily, if not hourly, after 34 almost years of marriage. And as she was listening to the Malvinas, she said, you know, that sounds, I think, like Gina Forsythe. And she was right. I didn't realize Gina Forsythe was one of the three people in the Malvinas. Lisa Markley, Gina Forsythe, and Beth Cahill. Good ear. And speaking of good ear and quick mind, we have a number of correct answers to share with you. For this morning's high clue, sang about crying his birthplace, Vernon, Texas, known for sunglasses. And a correct answer from Larry, who this morning is in Chicago, a stone's throw from Shedd Aquarium and Field Museum. Sing Stephen Wade tonight at the Old Town School of Folk Music. Life is good, writes Larry, and I hope you enjoy that trip. Good morning also to Van. Bob in Washington, I'm glad you enjoyed hearing Janice Ian. And Joy came up with Roy Orbison. That's the answer to our puzzle this morning. Roy Orbison, our high clue. He writes, Joy says I should text Roy Orbison to you. I was out of the room and have no idea why I'm doing that, but I am a well-trained husband. Bruce came up with Roy Orbison, too, as did Ted and Baldwin and Stu and McCandless and Tommy in Virginia. Sang about crying his birthplace, Vernon, Texas, known for sunglasses. Roy Orbison is who we were looking for this morning. And today happens to be the anniversary of his birth, April 23rd, 1936. An American singer, songwriter, and musician. known for the style in which he sang and dark, emotional ballads. He wore sunglasses because of stage fright. Only the lonely, running scared, crying, and Oh, Pretty Woman among his songs. He died of a heart attack in 1988 when only 52. And about a month after he passed away, this song was released, and it ended up becoming his first top 10 hit in both the United States and the United Kingdom in 25 years.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you
that distinctive voice of Roy Orbison. Congratulations! If you came up with him. Art All Night starts today and returns today, and Brian Junker is here. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Good, thank you, and what a busy day you've got ahead of you today with Art All Night returning after a pandemic-induced absence. For the uninitiated, can you describe the event?
Sure. And I will say we weren't completely absent during the pandemic. We were online for two years.
Yeah.
And we're returning to in-person this year, which is wonderful. So Art All Night runs from 4 p.m. today until 2 p.m. tomorrow, continuously. We find a warehouse that's not otherwise being used somewhere near Lawrenceville. And we fill that warehouse with visual art and active live art projects. And there's a special section for children and families. And there are three music stages with music going on the whole time. And this year, we're actually in two warehouses. The first warehouse is at about 30th and Railroad in the Strip District. And about a block away at 30th and Smallman is a second warehouse. And so we're filling two warehouses with art and music and all sorts of really fun stuff.
What a great event. And I'm trying to think, how many years has it been? Is it 15?
This is going to be our 25th
wow.
night.
Yeah. I can't believe time flies. I can't. I should have looked before I speculated.
No, that's perfectly okay. I've only been involved in it for about 6 or 7 years myself, but it is an institution, and it's one of the biggest events of its kind. There are other cities that host Art All Night like shows, and this is one of the biggest.
And it's just incredible. Yeah, so who will be on the music stage? Are there some highlights you can share?
Well, yeah. So there's three stages. There's kind of a main stage, which is usually louder rock music and stuff like that. I hate to say it, but it's a generational issue. I don't know most of the people on the main stage. But there is one guy at 7 o'clock, Orange G, who's really great. Other artists on the main stage include Cook McCoy, Rain Hall, Luca the Astro Hound, and then at 11:30, it's a great Art All Night tradition. There is a parade inside the warehouse. The parade is led by Colonel Eagleburger's High Stepping Good Time Band, and followed by Timbaliza, which is a well-known local rhythm band in Pittsburgh. There are two other stages. There's a traditional folk stage, and on that stage you can hear Appalachian dance music. You can hear other kinds of folk music. You and I both know Annie Trimble, and she'll be on that stage with one of her bands. And then there's actually also on that stage, Devilish Mary. Mm. Which is a great group here in Pittsburgh. And then finally, there's a coffee house stage. And I'm actually running the coffee house stage this year. And there's a lot of singer-songwriters on the coffee house stage. So I don't know, has Donna O been on your show before?
I don't believe she has.
Okay, so she's great. She's there. David Hawkins is another guy who's on this stage. He's a great Western folk singer, really a wonderful deep voice and great guitar work. Let's see who else is there. Megan Pennington is kind of well known among singer-songwriters who perform around town. Brad Yoder will be on the coffeehouse stage. It's just a great event. Oh, and Dennis McCurdy, I'm sure you know Dennis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He'll be on that stage too. And this runs this coffeehouse stage runs from 4 o'clock today until 10:30 tomorrow.
It's amazing. And Art All Night, it's the 25th year, as you pointed out. It starts at 4 o'clock today and runs all night until 2
it
o'clock.
It's totally free.
Sunday.
It's great for, you know, if you have a family, bring the family to the children's section of Art All Night. The rest of the event is an unjuried art event open to artists of all kinds, whether they're professional or amateur. In fact, if you have art you want to contribute, you can register still and bring it down at 2 p.m. today, and it will be displayed.
It's a 22-hour celebration of life and art and music and community, and you can learn more at artallnight.org. Thank you for the work you've done in coordinating the coffee house stage, getting the word out. And there are some great folks, old favorites of mine, as well as brand new people that I knew to me, at least, and I'm sure others will feel the same way. Anything else you'd like to mention, Brian?
Yeah, I will mention, since we've been online for the past 2 years, we have the facilities to do an online show. And so part of All Night, Art All Night, will be online at that same website, artallnight.org. And so you can go online and see some of the art there. And if you like it, you can bid for it online. And also the art that's on display physically in the warehouses generally also is for sale.
Excellent. Support supporting the artists is a big part of it. And it should be a great evening. Good luck. Get a little sleep today. Get a nap. You're going to need it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to sleep a lot tomorrow when it's all over.
I'll bet. Thank you, Brian.
Good and, to talk to you, Larry.
You too. You can get more information at artallnight.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Shines like glittering gold. I'm going to get that gal of mine before she gets too old. I'm going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long to see that gal of mine. Her eyes are like a diamond. Her cheeks are red, red rose. Her lips are like the lilies that in the morning grow. I'm for long, see that gal of mine. Now some come here to fiddle and dance, some come here to tarry, some come here to fiddle and dance, but I come here to marry. I'm going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long, see that gal of mine. Beyond her comes that gal of mine. How you reckon I know? I can tell her by her ribbon strings hanging down so low. Shines like glittering gold. I'm going to get that gal of mine before she gets too old. Going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long to see that gal of mine. I said I'm going to Italy for long, for long, for long. Going to Italy for long to see that gal of mine.
There's Mark Schatz and Brian McDowell. What a great album. We've been featuring that this morning. Grit and Polish, the name of that album this morning. And a special welcome to listeners in Indiana, Pennsylvania, listening at WIUPFM Indiana. It's good to have you aboard here this morning. And I'm taking a quick look at Facebook right now to make sure I haven't missed anybody that said hello. I see Katie has, and Julie, I'm sorry. And Marcel. And also Bill Shipley. Good morning, Bill. Sarah Suter, all playing along online with some of this morning's puzzles and games. We're happy that you might be doing so as well. Oh, look who's come by.